Forward John MacArthur, Pastor Grace Community Church, Author, Teacher, Grace to You, Chancellor, The Masters University. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Mark 12:17. Jesus' famous statement about taxpaying recognizes that there's a legitimate role for secular civil government. Within the realm of Caesar's legal authority, believers have a duty to submit to the government whenever it might be unpleasant or costly, and even if Caesar isn't particularly likable. Christians in first century Rome literally lived and worked in Caesar's immediate neighborhood while Nero was emperor. According to Philippians 4:22, a few believers even worked or lived in his household. Nero was one of the most notoriously cruel and thoroughly wicked rulers who ever sat on any earthly throne. But Paul's epistle to that congregation made clear that a Christian's obedience to Caesar's legitimate power is nevertheless a divine mandate. Christians are not supposed to be political insurrectionists. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Romans 13:1-2. At the same time, Jesus' words about rendering to Caesar also implicitly draws a clear line of demarcation between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. The things that are God's do not belong to Caesar. Furthermore, Christ is Lord over all, Acts 10:36, meaning he is the supreme authority in the universe, even over Caesar. When the whims and edicts of civil government are clearly at odds with the law of God, or when Caesar tries to overrule and supplant the sovereign prerogatives of Christ, we must obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. A time is coming, of course, when all of the kingdoms of this world will be annexed and absorbed into the eternal kingdom of Christ, and he will reign in perfect righteousness forever and ever. Revelation 11:15. In the meantime, however, there always will be tension between the two realms. Caesar, of course, wants to consolidate everything under his authority. Civil government, no matter how well-intentioned it may be at the start, will eventually attempt to seize and to exercise authority over the things that are God's. Even in a constitutional republic founded with safeguards designed to keep the government out of church doctrine and polity, Caesar relentlessly tries to encroach into the things that are God's. The government's endless push into church affairs has never been more obvious than currently in America. Legislation is in place, and more is pending, that would hand Caesar power to regulate whom churches can employ and what they can require of staff and church members with regard to sexual purity, gender identity, abortion, the role of women, and a growing list of similar moral issues. Politicians have even proposed legislation raising the charge of hate speech to try to silence parts of the biblical message. Meanwhile, government schools routinely indoctrinate children, starting in preschool, with amoral values. Government-mandated sex education purposely degenerates biblical standards and aggressively promotes the normalization of a list of sexual perversions too obscene to name in polite society. The government has made it easy for children to obtain birth control, sex change counseling, or an abortion, all without their parents' knowledge, and even while they are deemed too young to be given an aspirin from the school nurse without a parent's permission. Mandatory government-funded programs inculcate students and employees in the doctrines of critical race theory, a pernicious and quasi-religious stew of ethnic resentment steeped in neo-Marxist ideology. Courts and legislatures throughout the Western world have actively promoted the secularization of all society. They have championed gender fluidity. They have tried to ennoble various sexual perversions. They have forced Christian shop owners out of business over matters of conscience. They have adopted an extensive agenda of public policies that are overtly hostile to biblical values. Governments across North America use the COVID-19 crisis to impose severe restrictions on practically every facet of Christian worship.